Before we begin the body scan, let's take a few moments to settle ourselves and get comfortable. Choosing a place where you'll be warm and safe and undisturbed. And usually we do this practice lying down, but if that isn't comfortable, it can be done in a chair. So lying on your back, on a mat or a rug, on the floor, or sitting in your chair. Be guided by your own knowledge of your body, using this recording as guidance and taking responsibility for your own self. If you're lying on a mat or a pad, then get your head comfortable, legs straight out, uncrossed. With your arms either side, slightly away from your body, palms uppermost, relaxed and unstrained. So lying or sitting here, take a moment to get in touch with the movement of your breath and the sensations in your body, especially any sensations of touch or pressure where your body makes contact with the chair or the mat. And when you're ready, bring your attention to your breathing, the in-breath and the out-breath. And on each out-breath, allow yourself to let go a little more, to sink a little deeper into the chair or the mat. Remembering our attention is not to feel any different or more relaxed or calm. This may happen or it may not. Instead, the intention of this practice is, as best you can, to bring awareness to any sensations you detect as your focus of attention moves to each part of your body in turn, and bringing your awareness to the sensations in your lower abdomen, aware of the changing patterns of the sensations of the abdominal wall as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Take a few moments to feel the sensations as you breathe. And when you feel it's right, just bring the focus or the spotlight of your awareness away from your abdomen and let it move down your left leg into your left foot and right out to the end, to the toes of your left foot. And focus on each of those turns on your left foot in turn, bringing a gentle curiosity to investigate the quality of the sensations you find. Perhaps noticing any sense of contact between the toes, any sense of tingling or warmth. Maybe there is no sensation, in which case, just notice that that's what's happening at this moment. Staying for a moment to notice each toe in turn, without moving them. And then, on an out-breath, feel or imagine the breath coming all the way back up out of the foot, up through the leg, through the abdomen and your chest, and out through your nose. As best you can, continue this for a few breaths, feeling the breathing going down into the toes and back up out of the toes again. It may be that it's difficult to get the hang of this, breathing into your body, but approach it with curiosity. Now, when you're ready, on an out breath, let go of the awareness on your toes. And bring your awareness to the sensations on the bottom of your left foot. Bring a gentle investigative awareness to the sole of your foot, to the instep, to the heel. Maybe noticing sensations where the heel makes contact with the mat or the floor. And breathe with these sensations. being aware of the breath in the background, as in the foreground you explore the sensations of your lower foot. Now allow that awareness to expand in turn to the rest of the foot, to the ankle, to the top of the foot, right into the bones and the joints, feeling the skin, the bone, the tendons, whatever sensation there is to experience there. And on an in-breath, direct your breath now down into the whole of the left foot. And as the breath lets go on the out-breath, let go of the left foot completely and allow the focus of awareness to move up into your lower left leg. Paying attention to any feelings in the shin, in the calf, maybe feeling any contact with the ground, any ache or itchiness, and whatever it is that you feel, just notice it. Not judging it, deciding whether you like it or you don't like it, just noticing and being present with what you notice. And breathing now in and down into the calf, and breathing out for a few breaths before letting go attention on an out breath and moving it up to your knee. Notice any feelings in the kneecap, the hinge, the back of the knee. Breathing down into the knee and breathing out. And when you're ready, on an out breath, letting go of the knee and moving your attention to your thigh. Gently directing your breath down into your thigh and noticing what you feel there. Any heaviness, any sense of contact with the mat or the floor. Maybe an awareness of the muscle or the bone. Maybe where it joins the hip bone. Whatever and wherever you notice, just bring your awareness and a gentle curiosity to each feeling or sensation in your thigh. And when you're ready, on an out breath, letting go of your thigh and directing your breath down the whole of your leg, breathing in and down the thigh, the knee, the shin, and into the foot. And then back out, foot, ankle, calf, knee, thigh, allowing the whole leg to relax behind the breath as it leaves. Now, directing our attention across the front of our pelvis, from the left hip, across the front of the pelvis, our genitals, our right pelvis, and right hip. Noticing any feelings there, maybe a feeling of ache, or coldness, or tingling, or maybe no sensation at all. Just noticing with a kind curiosity what there is, what you're feeling and experiencing right now. Breathing down into your pelvis, and on the out breath, letting it go. When you're ready, allow your attention to move down your right leg, all the way down to the foot and the toes of your right leg. What do you feel in those toes? You feel the skin? Do you feel the nails, the spaces between the toes? Just noticing what sensations are there for you right now. without moving your toes. And if there are no sensations, then simply notice that that is what's happening for you right now. Breathing right down into the toes, and on the out-breath letting go, and bringing the focus of your attention to the whole of your right foot. Breathing into the foot and out. Noticing the sensations there before coming up to the whole of your lower right leg. Feeling any sensations of touch on the floor or the mat. Any warmth or cold, any feelings or aches, and then in your own time, moving up to the thigh, exploring and feeling what is there. Perhaps you can feel the blood pumping in your leg, maybe the bone in your hip joint. Breathing down into your right thigh, and when you're ready, on an out-breath, letting go of the right thigh, and breathing down into the whole of the right leg, down through your thigh, your knee, your calf, right down to your toes, feeling the fresh, clean air flowing down and in, and on the out-breath, feeling the breath coming back out from the toes, up the leg. And imagine any strains and any toxins flowing up and out with the out-breath, leaving the whole leg and foot relaxed as you breathe out. Now directing our attention to our buttocks, feeling the contact with the floor, feeling any tension, any weightiness. Not judging what we feel, not liking or disliking it. Simply bringing our non-judgmental attention to what is there for us right now. And moving up again to the lower back, which is often a place where there are aches or pains. Breathing into our lower back and noticing what's there. Is there any particular area of sensation there? Spending a moment bringing close attention to that. Not resisting it, not judging it, whether we like it or dislike it. Just noticing that that's what's there for us now. And breathing specifically into any particular area of sensation in your back. And on the out-breath, letting go and returning attention to the whole of your back area. And when you're ready, on an out-breath, letting the breath flow out of the lower back, allowing the muscles to ease and relax themselves behind the breath as it goes. And moving the spotlight, our attention now up, perhaps feeling our ribs, maybe where they press the ground. Feeling them expanding with the in-breath and falling back on the out-breath. Maybe feeling your shoulder blades and the sensation they have against the floor or the mat. And spotlighting your attention up the back, right up to where the spine enters your skull. And now broaden the attention to compass the whole of your back, from your buttocks to the top of your spine, and across the whole width, breathing in new air and freshness, in turn into the upper back, the middle back and the lower back, before breathing out and allowing the back gently to release, relax and ease itself behind the breath. Sinking a little more deeply into the floor with each out-breath. you feel comfortable now, direct your attention around to your front, starting at your abdomen, feeling the rise and fall of your belly with each breath, gently expanding on the in-breath and falling back on the out-breath, like a small balloon inflating and deflating with each breath. And staying with this and experiencing it for a few moments. And when you're ready, lift your attention up towards your chest, exploring with a kindly curiosity how your chest expands on the in-breath, how it stretches to the front and to the sides. And without forcing anything or doing anything different to the breath, feeling on each in-breath, what are the sensations as your lungs inflate? Bring your attention to your heart beating inside your chest. See how the heart and the lungs are working together, bringing in clean, fresh oxygen with every in-breath, and expelling unwanted carbon dioxide on the out-breath. Breathing in new life into the blood, which the heart pumps around to all parts of your body, supplying oxygen and taking away the waste. All by itself at this moment and always, each breath, each heartbeat, coming in to refresh the body, each out-breath taking away the unwanted waste. Noticing the muscles of our chest, noticing any sensation in the skin, in the breasts, notice any sensation of the touch of the clothes, any feeling around our collarbone. And breathing in now to the whole chest, feeling the rib cage expand and filling ourselves with fresh energy and new life before the out-breath, allowing any tightness or congestion from the chest area to just fall away with the out-breath. And when you're ready to move away from your chest, just now allow your attention to move out to your arms, both of them together, directing our attention down our arms, right down to the end and the fingertips, and becoming any aware of the sensations there without moving our hands. Any feeling of the air on our fingers? Any sense of moistness or dryness on the skins of our fingers? Noticing our nails and any feeling there, the joints of our fingers, our palms. Simply noticing. And breathing all the way down our arms and into our hands and out again. And on the out-breath, allowing the attention to shift up our arms to our wrists. Maybe aware of the skin or the pulse at our wrist. Before, on an out-breath, moving the attention up again into the forearms, into the elbow, the skin and the joint, noticing any feeling there, at this moment. And breathing into the elbows, and on the out breath, allowing them to relax and bringing the attention to our upper arms. Any strains or feeling there, maybe in the bone in the upper arm or where it joins into the shoulder blade. Breathing now down into our upper arms and out, before allowing our attention to widen now into the whole of our arms, from shoulder joint to elbow, forearms, wrists and fingers, our whole arms. Breathing maybe a slightly deeper breath down our arms and into our fingers. And on the out breath, allowing the whole arm to relax and release. And now moving our attention to our shoulders, to the sides, the tops, the backs of our shoulders, noticing any muscles that we can feel here. Often these can hold a lot of tension. So what sensations are there for you just now in your shoulders? Really exploring and noticing what's going on at this moment. Any specific areas of sensation? Then direct our breathing in and out of that very specific area before widening back out again to the whole shoulder area. Breathing into the whole of our shoulders, and on the out breath, allowing the shoulders to ease, to release, to let go as the breath goes. And bringing our attention now to our throat. Any sensation or awareness of the breath travelling down our throat. Noticing any swallowing sensations. And moving round when we're ready to the neck, the vertebra there, the muscles in the neck. And on an out breath, getting a sense of release and relaxation in our neck area. And moving our attention now to the back of our head, to our scalp, our skull, the feeling of it resting on the ground or a cushion, and further back the crown of the head, any air we may feel on our scalp or on our hair, before allowing our attention to come round to our forehead. Now imagining just breathing in and up into the forehead, focusing there on smoothing across the forehead from temple to temple, discovering what sensations are there, and allowing the forehead to relax and soften with the out-breath. And the whole of our face, eyelids, nose, eyeballs resting, any feeling of air on our face, air moving through the nose, maybe cool, maybe warm, noticing our cheeks and our cheekbones, the muscles that can smile and communicate so much, our ears, any warmth or cold that we're feeling there. And coming down to our jaw, aware of the hinges at the side, the muscles that move the jawbone, our teeth, our gums, our tongue, What are any feelings that we might have there? And widening attention now to the whole of our face from forehead to chin. Imagining the breath coming in and up and under our face, lifting it ever so gently, and on the out-breath feeling it ease itself back down, settling back onto our head, released and smoothed and relaxed. And as we near the end now, trying to imagine our breath coming in and filling our whole body from head to toe and leaving our body on the out-breath. And if you can, see if you can imagine just a small hole in the crown of your head opening and the breath coming in through the head and the face, down the body, filling the whole body with clean, fresh air before exiting on the out-breath at your feet. Freshness, well-being, newness coming in with each breath and flowing through, washing through the whole of our body, breathing out any tiredness and staleness as it goes. And spending a little time now by yourself, feeling that breath, imagining that breath coming in at the top of your head, washing down and out of your feet, becoming aware of your whole body as a whole, complete thing, just here, just now, each breath in its own moment. And now letting go of any control of the breath. Just letting it be as it naturally is. And lying in stillness. Not controlling anyway, just being. Experiencing your whole body here, just as it is. Just as you are. Complete, and letting yourself be as you are now. Letting the universe be as it is now. Being aware of your completeness, your capacity for living life, your capacity for knowing, for caring, for loving. And finally coming back to your body, beginning to move your fingertips, arms stretching gently in a way you feel comfortable with, bringing your body back to life after stillness, bringing your body back into the room now, taking your own time and managing your body carefully after some time lying still with your eyes closed. And noticing how you feel as you open your eyes. And taking a little time to congratulate yourself for spending this time on yourself. Remembering that this state of clarity and relaxation is available to you anytime by simply noticing and paying attention to your breath, using the breathing that is always there to be a source of balance and well-being for you and for others you share the world with.